Uh-oh.
Blog
so I guess we're live
radio.
Now. All right, so it's been a long, well, we ain't been, it ain't, what, it's only July, correct? I believe it. Yeah, it's July 29th. I mean, the 29th day of July. All right, so basically today we're coming to talk about relationships and just being aware about our lives in America today and this generation we live in. I mean, I can't say it's a bad one. I can't say it's corrupted, nor can I say it's good neither. So, all right, we can get started. Because a lot of people like talk to me about what kind of relationships do you like to be in? What kind of relationships do you see? And everybody wants relationship goals. And relationship goals don't really make sense to me because you can have the same thing as someone else, but better, but in your own eyes and sense. So, yeah, I'm still young, but I can speak upon it now because I actually seen, I've done things, and I remember a lot of things I've been told. So we can go ahead and start with the goods and bads in relationships. There's always going to be goods and there's going to be bads in relationships because the one thing a lot of us lack is communication. We can lack a lot of communication just by not being able to talk to our partner or even if we're not there at that state yet. So when I say communication, what I mean is just verbally saying, I'm too busy to hang out today. It doesn't take but a split second to say I'm busy. And you could just really see yourself just saying, hey, I can't hang out today, but are you free this day, blah, blah, blah. It makes things a little more simpler. So I do say it's personally for that, you need to communicate. So back on this topic. Communication is very key to all successful relationships. And what I mean by successful is strong relationships do last off of communication. You will tell your partner or just who your friend is that, hey, oh, I can't come today, or hey, I'm busy, even if you're at work. Because I know myself personally, sometimes I lack at communication, but I'm stronger at it each year. I do practice and I do practice on it. So I don't know. I'm kind of wishy-washy all over the place, kind of nervous, but it's all right. So back to that topic. What I mean by all communication, because there's a lot of people who won't even think about, they'd be just like, oh, I'm going to ignore the text and I'll text you tomorrow. Just like, even though if you guys are fresh in a relationship or not even in a relationship, you guys just start talking. And I can't even say talking. You guys are texting and calling each other on the phone. And that's not even 15% of these people out here, because most times you're usually just getting to know someone. And most of the time you won't get to know them thoroughly because you think, oh, they're out to dub you. What I mean by dub is to play, if you guys don't know what that means. So what I do understand that it takes time to get to one another, And how that works is you just simply talk to someone and you get to know them, ask them simple questions like, oh, where are you from? How you doing? But that's kind of like everyday talk. And then once you start really getting to know somebody, you can pick their brain apart. So you can say, what is your visual on life? And then they get into detail. Some people can't answer it yet. It's because that's when you know somebody really understands what they've been put on earth for. So that's something I can't really get into detail with. We won't talk about that today, or do we have enough time to? Well, back on that. So you can really just talk about that to someone. You can figure out what they do and do not like. Because when I tell you somebody can be into you, but when you start talking about things that they don't speak upon or touch on, you really will be like, oh, wow. Like, yeah, you're deep. But it's more than about being deep. It's understanding the concept, your mental being, your mental health, and who your partner is. And soon to be like, you're thinking, do I see myself waking up to this person every day or beyond that? Am I even worth just sitting there wasting my time talking to them? Because it could be yes or it can be no. So I really do understand that some people don't have the look that people look for, because I've heard it multiple times. Like, oh, I'm like, people give other people standards. When I mean by standards, they got this high caliber for somebody to be on. They will never meet them because I'm not too big on, it's not astrology. That's not it. It's on basically signs, and people will really put a high standard on what they want and expectations for someone else to be a part of. Like, so saying that, me personally, I like girls with red hair and freckles and green eyes. Well, logically, it's not going to happen no time soon. I mean, yeah, you can be a part of it, but what if I don't like them at all? So I can really just say that I've done things where personally, like, I found a perfect girl in my lifetime. She was everything I wished for at the time when I was really at a rough stage in my life. And I really wasn't mature enough and understanding enough to understand that she was everything I wanted. But when I talk to her, I have no center in my mouth. So she asked me questions like that, and I gave her the respectful answer. But that kind of makes them feel like they're not good enough. And that's the last thing you want to make somebody feel, is not good enough. And I could tell a lot of guys that, don't ever make your girl feel not good enough, because she's going to want to look elsewhere. And then that's when everything else starts to get scatterbrained, and she's no longer the person who you thought she was going to be for you. So, I mean, gentlemen, guys, little boys, whatever you guys want to call us, because everyone's not a man yet. Because I can tell you, a man is the person who owns his own. Until he moves out his mom's house, you're a man. So back to on this relationship talk. So your communication keys are pretty much your biggest ups and downs in all relationships, because it takes 5 seconds to say, I'm busy, 6 seconds to say, oh, I can't hang today, a phone call to say, I'll call you when I get off work. Not even a 5 second phone call. Like, if you're busy, you could say, hey, I just want to say you good morning and have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. Simply, so you know where you guys are at. Because it don't matter. It doesn't take much to talk to someone, but it takes communication for it to last. And communication can go a very long way, especially for me. Being 27, it's really like, yeah and no, because I'm at that age where there's so much I want to do and see, but then it's just like, I do want to be in a relationship. But then it's like, being in a relationship is like, what's the point if I don't know where I'm going to stand with the person? It's not going to be an everyday commitment. And that's another thing, another topic, commitment. Do you really want to be committed to this person you sit down and talk with? How often do you guys want to see each other? You got to let me be in your face all day. And is that really worth it? Because it kind of depends on the female and the man in the relationship. And so you can have that one female where she's been single for about 3 months, and she's just ready to just like start talking again. But there's all those girls, they're females, I said not girls, because all females are not girls, that get out of a relationship, they've been in a 5-year relationship and just want to be friends with everybody and experience new things. But then that can go wrong in so many ways. But same thing for guys. So some guys get there and be like, I just want to do me. And females want to do the same thing. In the generation we live in right now, you got more females acting like men, and there's men acting like females, because there's no way I should be sitting here talking to a bunch of guys sound like females whining about the same things females used to whine about. So we could talk on that all day. And it's just like, it's not acceptable, fellas. It's not acceptable. And I'll tell you, women do not want to hear you gossip. I promise you. It's going to get you far places. Just keep your mouth closed. Just listen sometime. Because she will have to talk more about a lot of things than you will. But there's sometimes you're going to want to get off stuff like that off your chest. And then back on that topic, you thinking, man, oh man, I got out of this relationship. It was cancerous for me. But sometimes people get out of a great relationship because they weren't mentally ready for each other. When I say mentally ready, it's that one of them wanted to either elevate this relationship to either marriage, having children without marriage, or sometimes they wanted to do both. And either one of them saying it was a guy to female rate, that the guy wasn't just not ready to be in a real relationship and not ready to settle down. Like, he still wanted to have fun with his friends and just explore. But then the woman was more like, yes, I'm really ready. We've been together for 3 to 5 years, and I feel that we should start a family. And that really can scare some men. And it's just like, and I really can't call the men, because the man would have made the best decision for him. And he said, if this is working, why would I look elsewhere? The biggest question I will say, why would you look elsewhere? Because the fact that you got somebody good in your life, mistreat your ladies, fellas. Don't mistreat your ladies. Because I tell you, these good girls, they just go to waste when you do this. Because, I mean, God, it happens to guys. Don't get me wrong. You can get your heart broken. You can get cheated on. Oh, it goes. So you want to just be really honest with your women. Just tell them seriously. Like, what do you want to do? Map out plans. Because a lot of people don't understand. The more you think about it, the less it will take happen. So take happen. That's not even a real sentence. So, but honestly, what you would like to do is basically just be honest with yourself. If you're not ready for a real relationship, just be honest with it, because don't waste nobody's time and say, oh, I'm down for you and all this other nonsense of hooligan nations that you think you're ready, but you're not ready. And that goes for females too, because females, they want to wear the guy. They want to wear the pants in relationship, but still wear panties beneath. And I don't understand that. Like, if you're going to be a female, do female things, don't be the guy in a relationship, because it's just like nobody wants to have another guy in a relationship, especially if you're sitting there, you go to work just like her, and you guys do things, but now she's just like trying to tell you, boss you around, and thinking it's like it's okay, like, oh, like, nah, chill, relax, so don't jack that. If everybody who don't know what that means, don't bring that up or don't say nothing like that. Well, yeah, because I know a lot of fellas out here, they really just think that it's all right to let the female do everything for you. And I'm going to tell you, that's not how everything, the ball don't roll like that. That AOB lifestyle is kind of old. We leave that for little high schoolers to understand that the more you entertain yourself, the less likely you will be in a relationship. And I'm going to tell you that right now. Some girls are okay with it because some girls really work hard and don't want to be told what to do or put up with anything else. So she says she want to pay for it, let her pay for it. Don't argue with her. But still, always look to pay for things, fellas, because it's always good to feel good. I mean, if you work hard for what you do, you never have a problem paying for anything. And I tell you that forwardly, because if you're a guy and you work, it feels good to actually spoil your girl, to treat her and not mistreat her. Because if you treat your lady more, the value goes up with her. And I'm not talking about buying her expensive stuff, like simple things, because a lot of females are into that. And I'll tell you, all those females that are into that, they're ruled by money, and that's the only thing they look forward to, because if he don't got no money, he ain't worth nothing. Well, let me tell you something. You know where they're headed? They're either being pimped, sexually abused, or something around that area. And it sucks to say that, because it's the truth. Like, this generation we're in right now, like, who, if they don't want to work a 9-to-5, guess who's stripping? Yes. And guess what? That 9-to-5 is still stripping, but your hours are a little different. But I mean, it's nice money. I know quite a few strippers, and it's cool talking to them, but go to the strip clubs, it's not my thing, because they tell me their experience and what goes on. I'm just like, nah, I'm cool. Like, I'll visit the side. We could be friends still. So understand, like, you see these girls I grew up with from 16 to where they're at 25-26 now. They went from driving hoopties to Mercedes, 2017 Mercedes. And it's like, I respect your hustle, because ain't nobody took you from it. And you ain't never really let you down. But is the trust there? And that's one of the biggest things in relationships is trust. If you trust someone, what are you doing with yourself? Because now you're just sitting there being naive, and you're really sitting there looking at them like, I don't trust you, but why keep hanging? If you can't trust me, why would I be in this relationship still? So I kind of make it towards that fact that if you're with somebody in a relationship and you can't trust them, what are you doing with yourself? You guys, if you guys can't talk about this and not listen to each other, what's the point of still hanging on? Because I got a handful of friends, brothers, I call brothers, sisters. They've been in a relationship for years. Some of them have kids together. And it's just like, maybe that kid was not the best idea for you. And I could say that again over and over. And they'll just be like, man, you are really right about that. Sometimes I'm wrong. And I can't tell them how to run their relationship. All I can do is be a friend to them. And I'm going to tell you right now, keep others out of your relationship, because the only people who run relationships is other people from the outside in your relationship. Because that goes from saying like, oh, my guy is blah, 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 this, and this, and this. Like, all right, so boom. You telling me that he's doing this, he really don't want to be with you. He's probably cheating on you. Like, that cannot be the real answer, because he can be out doing whatever, he keep this relationship last. And you can be out there doing things you shouldn't be doing, but he's trusting you to be doing the same thing you're doing. And you know what? It's kind of messed up on both ends, because if I'm trusting you to do better and get your life together, and you got me out here looking foolish, what do you think I'm going to do when I really find out? Because everything in the dark comes into light. Don't ever forget that. Like, I can say that over and over again. I know I said that twice. But the point is, it's just like, why do you think it's okay to do things that you're not supposed to be doing if your partner's out there doing the best for you? And then let's talk about cheating, because there's people who think cheating is okay. And I can say, this is like people, like, I got a question someone asked me, is cheating more like it's happening more blindly now? Like, they're just doing it because they think it's okay, or are they doing it because our generation? And I feel that it's not blindly cheating, because it takes two to cheat, and you can't say, oh, I cheated because blah, blah, blah. No, you cheated because you wanted to. Temptation. And that's the biggest word in cheating is temptation. It's just like, you get this far with someone knowing you belong to someone else, and you want to cheat on your partner knowing damn well you shouldn't be doing this. Because I feel that anybody who's just out here cheating, you wasting your time and their time. If you can't simply tell your partner that feeling what we got going on, or either it's just like, we need to talk about this. Like, I don't really feel what we got going on. Like, we're not tight like we used to be. Why would you continue to do what you're doing right now? And I'm just simply saying, if you're going to cheat, just break your relationship off. There ain't no point of hurting some good girls, because I know plenty of good girls, some even guys. And it sucks to say guys get cheated on, because I'm one of those victims. Hello. So basically, back to the cheating, it's just like, if you're going to cheat, break it off. There's no point of staying. But there's females that stick around and stay for their men. And I can't even call these dudes men. They're little boys. And they do it so persistently. Like, why keep cheating on your girl? You're consistently cheating on your girl. And they keep coming back. And I'm trying to figure out, why are you coming back? But then it hit me. It's just like, they come back because they feel they can't do good enough. And then they got these relationships where guys cheat. And they get they just get beaten up on their females. And I just be like, I'm puzzled. Like, I'm bewildered. I don't know what's going on. Like, why are you hitting your girl? Like, what man do you know puts their hands on a woman and know they can't defend themselves like you can? So how would you feel if some guy came up to you? It was like, yo, I heard you putting your hands on girls. And it's just like, so-and-so, like her, she ain't got no brothers, but she got people who know, and they're not putting up with it. So how would you feel about that if you just got beat up on by some big dude because you want to hit his sister or his sister's little sister? So it's just like, you need to get your life together, because dudes who put their hands on girl, you are a coward. And I'll say that loud. You're a fucking coward. Like, you should not put your hands on women. That's out, dude. Don't do that. And it's just like, they still cheat, but why does she keep coming back to you? Because I'll say it again, she feels that she can't do good enough. Until she sits there and realizes this relationship is cancerous to her. She's wasted too much time, too many years, and a lot of money. And like I say, the older you get, the more expensive lessons become. And if you don't get that, you need to pick up a dictionary, figure it out. Because that's so clear today, where we get into this past, we get into this point where you go on dates, and sometimes the girl don't even really like you, and she's just hungry. And she don't want to tell you she's hungry, but you don't want to go by yourself. So either way it make it, you just pay for everything. But it's okay. Like I said, you work hard for what you do. So if she was just hungry, so be it. Don't take that as the L. Just take it as you had somebody to go eat with, because it's all right. But sometimes you could be a guy and be like, ha ha, I'm going to leave her, make her pay for herself. I mean, you can do what you want to go do, because I can't tell you how to live your life. All I can do is give you something to listen to. And if you don't want to listen, it's completely fine. But one of these days, excuse me, you're gonna pick this up and just listen. Clean is what they tell you. I could tell you that right now. And don't think because she got a good fat, she got all that makeup on, her booty look nice, she got decent A cups or something like that, she's not everything you think of. Because you might got some girl who you go home to every day. She cook for you. She clean for you. She take you out. She know your family. She plays with your siblings. She conversates with your parents. I said converse. It's just more the fact that you got somebody good for you and she's in your life. Don't disrespect her, because that's like disrespecting your mom. You always look out. You may not can't stand your mom sometimes, because that's what moms do. There's somebody you can't stand. But I tell you, you only got one mom, one dad. Never just disappoint. Like, there should be no way your mom asks you to do something and she don't do it. It's just like, I mean, my mom, we argue a lot, but that's what mother and son do. We argue, but we always come to a conclusion that whatever we do, we can't get rid of each other, because the day she leaves this earth will be the last day I figure, what am I supposed to do? I don't have my mother here anymore. And some of you dudes out there be so disrespectful to y'all moms. I don't understand that. Y'all got to understand, like, it's only one of those. You only get one. All that godmom, stepmom, yeah, that's two. Treat you like their son, but that's not your birth mother. So I'm just keep it simple. Respect your moms. And then for you guys that's still out here thinking it's okay, it's not. I'm going to tell you, like, there is no more guy code since the guy code been broke, since dudes act like females now. So it that's out, fam, that's out. So basically, we're going to get back to the whole cheating thing. Like, just don't cheat on a good girl. I can make that so clear. You don't cheat on a good girl. You may think it's all right, but that could come strike you in the back. She could just leave you in the dust. She could be your backbone. She might be your full support. And if you lose your support, what do you got to lean on? What do you got to stand on? She might be your leg support. You might not be able to walk without her because she might be your everything, pay for every love right there. And love is such a deep topic. You're like a guy talking about love. Yes, I can get on love a lot, but cheating is almost finished. Just, I feel that generationally, it's just exposing everybody of what, how weak they are because they will cheat on somebody they thought was worth them talking to. But I mean, it's cool. Just I'll just say, allow them to know that it's not going on, it's not working. But we can now let's move on to let's see. I want to say, we can save love for a little later, but that's really a heavy topic to talk about. We can go with being played and dubbed. People be like, what you mean by dub? Be like, yo, she just played. She just dubbed me, son. I'd be like, yo, what'd she do? My man Jay be like, yo, she just pretty much, she came in my face and was just like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, so what did you do? I mean, you was out there being you, and I can't blame you for being you, but you're not with her, so don't go out chasing. What do they call it? Chasing waves when you know you can't swim. So basically, I won't say, I can't even consider about saying played. I mean, it's more of the fact that they kept their options open. And like, and it goes back to that high standard again. So you can talk to the, you can talk to the shorty. She could be the baddest thing ever. She could be what you've been dreaming about. The Instagram likes been actually adding up on her page. And she actually just follow through with that DM you slid in. I mean, we all know how that works. It's no more meet people outside because everybody got access to Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. People still use Facebook. Well, I know I still use it, so don't worry about that. Well, it's just like simply, it takes so much less time to meet someone you've been wishing to meet for your whole life through Instagram. Social media is your worst outlook. I'm going to tell you that now. Social media is great for publicity, getting yourself out there, yes, so everybody, somebody else can see you, somebody else be what you're about and hear what you got to say or whatever you got to present yourself. But when it comes to talking to females and talking to guys, think about that. Like, you're going to sit there and just be like, yeah, I'm going to go follow her. She might follow me back. I'm going to like five pictures and be like, all right, so boom, if I like five pictures and she like my pictures back, I'm going to go follow her. All right, do that. Tap, tap, tap. Guess who's following me back? Aha, she found me. Yeah. So basically, and it just goes on. Morals of the story. Yes, we all used to do this. Some of us still do it. I've done it a couple times. Well, I used to be big on Instagram. Remember, I used to always get five pictures, like, she liked back, follow. And that's simple. And then it's just like more of the fact that now, how do you feel about sliding her DMs? So now some people like to stray back a little and just say, hey, I want to talk to her. I'm going to comment on her picture. She has to reply. She replied. That means she like you a little bit. That means she you got her attention just a little bit. When I say just a little bit, because you're not that guy she texts every day or the person she's with right now while you're liking her picture. I'll tell you that. She will dub you so fast, sir. Let's be realistic. So back to that. You just got to really play your cards right for this. Like, most of the time it works, but most of the time it don't work because everybody are not what they seem on social media, because these filters do not help you, ladies. Stop pretending to be something else you're not, because when you, some people do these, all these meetups and be like, oh yeah, let's meet this and this and this, and you're not what you seem to be on Instagram in real life, that's a problem. Now the guy's all offended. Now he tight. Oh man, I've seen it before. So let's be realistic. Everybody gonna be sitting there like, oh, that's bogus, you never see nobody, blah blah blah. Like, there's a few chicks who don't need filters, or who look good without filters, or who look good without makeup. And that's a big thing in about this generation. Everybody has makeup on and everybody wants to look like the last person, or everybody wants to look like someone else, and everybody wants to be those relationship goals. And why you can't be yourself? What happened to those days where you didn't have to have makeup just to go to the gym? Like, who goes to the gym with a full face of makeup? Dub. I'll say that again. Dub. Why are you going to the gym with makeup on? Hello. That pisses me off a lot. Like, girls, you go and get a great sweat to take more selfies than you to work out. Why are you even at the gym? So, yeah, nobody wants to be their self anymore. It's like everybody wears disguises now. Like, you have this disguise on, you work up to every day, you go put this mask on and you go outside to pretend you're not some, to be someone you else, then you put this disguise on to go to social medias and think you're, oh, I'm popping, but you eat lunch by yourself. You have three friends who look nothing like you because you're insecure about yourself because what you used to be. So I feel that instead of being somebody you're not, take that mask off and be who you were meant to be instead of wearing these disguises every day and being someone you're not. And that's just not for girls, too. That's for fellas, too. They get on Instagram and want to be flex and like, oh, I got this, I got that. But that same cash money, you and your brother been flashing that for the last 6 weeks, and you and your boys be flashing that, and that little lean y'all be drinking, y'all out there really sipping that. Like, you could be making more money from sipping that than you can go sell and go make some more money instead of flexing that. Why not be low-key? Ain't no real thug and gangster, whatever y'all want to call them, been on social media or anything, they business in silence. And that's what men do. They don't talk about what they have. They just go get it. And it's sickening. See all these guys wearing all this, like, it's like wearing all this designer clothes but have no meaning behind it. Like, it's not classy no more. You got a Gucci belt on, what, Fendi pants. I don't even know if they make Fendi pants. And them pants be wild small. Like, you know you wear a 36, but boy, you got a 32 on, sagging them with your belt, making sure they see your belt with your medium t-shirt, knowing you wear extra large. What's the point of that? I really want answers, but I kind of got the answers for myself because it's a front, because you want females to think you got money. Yeah, you might got a little money in your pocket, but hell, let me tell you something, break it down for you. Because a man going to make sure his mom fed, make sure his girl's fed. I bet you've seen all these $10,000, but I bet you your mom still need help with rent. Now, what's the point of having all that money and your mom need help paying her rent? Her life's about to go out, but you got all this money with this new car. So what you doing mentally? I guess you forgot where you came from. And that's the biggest thing I could say. You forgot where you came from. Don't ever forget where you came from, because that couch you used to sleep on from your man's house that you left behind because you got up and you came up on something, but you didn't look out for him. What that make you? That's a snake. You conniving. That's conniving. You don't do that to your man. It's like for your moms. You do everything for her because she did everything for you where you didn't have nothing. You didn't have nothing to depend on but her. And she gave you everything, her last dollars, just to make sure you was fed, had some nice shoes on because you said them Jordans came out. He wanted to be nice. And for all those who was gifted and had both parents, y'all got to like that, because each parent ain't the best parents, because parenting has no instruction book. It just comes as it goes. So you can't learn from nobody else but yourself, because you can be like, my boys, they got kids. I think I'm going to be a good dad. You won't know until that day comes. I can tell you that, because I promised myself I'll be nothing like my father. But I can't tell nobody that, because I have to be ready. And that day you're ready, you know when you're ready, when you just cut off everything else. And shout out to all them dads that's actually there for them kids right now, even though y'all may got girls, and some of them love y'all little girls, because I tell you, it's like, if I had a girl first, I'd be proud. And why I say I'd be proud? Because that's what I was gifted with. Yeah, I want boys, but it's just like, if I was gifted with a girl, so be it. Love your child, regardless of anything that's going on. And it's cool, because the generation we're in right now, everybody has kids. So if you end up with somebody with a kid, be respectful. Don't disrespect his name, because that child is in his name now. So all you can do is be the best person you can, and that's up to her to let you in her daughter's life or son's life. So just be respectful on that. And it's just like, this just goes a long way from a lot of stuff that's going on, because y'all be falling for these guys who be at clubs every weekend with bottle service. But guess who's there? These females feeding off that energy, because, oh, they feel that you got some money in your pocket. Oh, I can do this. And it still revolves around relationships, because you're out here looking for men with money. And guess what? You're chasing these checks. And pretty much now he's won you over to do his little pimping thing. And it's, oh, like, you got, now you doing things you never said you was doing. Now you pimp, now you on the side with somebody else now. So I feel like y'all just living dreams that y'all shouldn't be living, because you don't pray no more. Because once you start praying, you lose all consciousness to understanding what's going on. Because when you pray, that just helps you get everything off your chest. That helps you guide yourself. And I'm not saying don't go against nobody else's beliefs in religion, because everybody ain't Christian, everybody ain't Buddhism, everybody is not, what is it, Catholic. It's just like everybody believes in their own thing, even though there's people who believe in Christianity, but they believe in having balanced chakras. And I'm a firm believer in having balanced chakras right now, because I believe when my vibe and chakras are off, I'm not doing well until I understand it myself. So back to strong relationships, It's just more the fact that you really want to be in a relationship. You want to be in a relationship. I can't say that strong enough. And there's just things that some things people won't talk on, but I'm willing to talk on them all because, like I said, there is no guy code no more. So I'm spilling the tea right now. Yeah. So about love, like everybody wants to be in love. All these young girls want to be in love. All these young boys want to be in love. Like, what's the point of being in love if you don't know what it even means? Like, you're chasing lust right now. All that mist in front of your eyes, you're chasing it because you don't know what love is. You're just out here wanting to be loved by someone else. You want to be catered to. You want to feel like all these love stories are they're true. Like, none of these love stories are true because, like I tell you, just like this, you can love hard, but no love will be the same. I can say that every day and I can stretch it and say it to you until you understand it. No love will ever be the same. People say, like, what do you mean by that? What I mean by that, you can love one person. How you can show, like, basically your first relationship, you can be in love. Well, man, you're not even be in love. You can think you're in love, but you would be like, I don't know this feeling. It's just like, it's weird to me. Yeah, that's how love makes you feel. But another thing about it, love is blind. You go into relationships not knowing you're going to fall in love with this person. Sure, you didn't even know if you was going to be with them the next day after you thought you were going to be in a relationship. Y'all can go from a 6 months to a year to 5 years to 10 years from a high school sweetheart to, man, it's been 20 years down the lane. And I respect everybody who with their high school sweethearts right now. Next year, it'd have been 10 years I've been out of high school. And people still think I'm 18. That's kind of crazy, right? So I still feel that when you love somebody, you know when you love somebody. I mean, there's always going to be a different kind of love. All of them are not the good kind of love. And for fellas, love does not mean legs open very easy. It's just because you can tell somebody you love them, because why play with a word you don't mean? It's like, it's stupid. Don't tell nobody you don't love them so you can give them false hopes. And I'm just like, don't say it. Because some dudes flip up and be like, oh, I love you. Like, for what? Why do you love me? And some girls get freaked out. Some dudes be like, yo, you bugging. Like, you don't, yo, what you doing, yo? And I just wanted to speak on it again. Like, when you love somebody, you know when you love somebody. It's none of that. Oh, it's just like, now you start acting like yourself in front of them, but times 10. You want to go do things more than you want to do often. Like, you don't want to hang out with nobody else. You're starting to, like, lose focus to your friends and being with your shorty or your dude. And it's just like, yo, like, I'm always with you. Like, why am I always with you? And you with this person, you get that vibe. It's just like, this is me right now. Like, I'm happy. And once you notice you happy, that means you doing right. And once you know you at that fate, I mean, at that phase, that's that fate. Once you there, it's just like, don't mess this up now. Don't be, I'm too tough for love. Like, nah, love your shorty. Love your man. Be the person that they want you to be. Look, the man, because this is like, now y'all get to this point. Yeah, some people fall in love fast, and some people fall in love real slow because it takes time for them to break down because they got that brick wall up that has layers. Some are thicker than others. Some people have thicker layers where you think, oh, I'm going to get past this love. And you just be like, nah, I'm cool. But take more time. But I guarantee you, once you start cracking at it and getting inside a little bit, it's going to break. It's going to really break, because I feel that if you really, thank you, if you feel that wall getting thinner and thinner and thinner, I tell you, those people who got them thick walls, they fall fast. And they'll be the first ones to just be like, now you got me here. Now what you going to do with it? Because now you got to, now you see the real me. So now you get to see who I'm about, what I'm about. Let me show you the things that you didn't see before, because it's kind of hard for me to talk about these things because not everybody understands. And for me personally, I like to talk about people, about them understanding their meaning of life, like what they're here for, like what they want to do, where they see themselves out in 5 years and 10 years. And people don't understand that yet because it's just like weird for them to say, like, man, I never really thought about that. Like, it was like everybody tells you, or not even everybody tells you, society tells you, you can't be good enough because what you are or who you are or your color of your skin. And I'd be a fool if somebody told me my skin color made me. And I tell you, the person only tell me different is my mom, to tell me either I'm doing good or I'm doing bad. And I got to listen, because that's who raised you and that's going to tell you the truth. Your mom will never lie to you. Your dad will never lie to you. Oh, he might lie to you and tell you some dumb stuff. But when you tell you, when your dad finally tell you, you're looking like a man now. I'm glad to see you doing good. Proudest moments that some of you guys do have. And for those fellas who don't have dads who passed away, I salute you for being men. Without them, you got that mom that's always been there for you. So back on love, and it's just about being on the same page. If you guys can be on the same page, it all works. Then, like, these younger females who talk, they always want to be right. Yeah, they just turned 18, but they've been through a lot, right? I'd just be sitting there like, what do you have y'all really been through? Like, you haven't seen the crisis that you really can go through. Because, like, yeah, you've been cheated on. Okay, that happens. Okay, your friend, she did what? Oh, my best friend dated a boyfriend 3 days ago. And it's just like, you kind of seen it happen, and you just didn't want to say nothing because you were like, nah, it's not true. You got to stop lying to yourself. That's what you got to stop doing. When you stop lying to yourself, then you start fully understanding what's really going on in your surroundings. And it's just like, that goes to another part. There's females and there's guys. There's guys who are 21, 23, 24, and on up, 27, 28, like my age, dating these 18-year-olds. And it's just like, why are you dating these 18-year-olds? You're going to break these girls. You're going to mold them into these things that when they start talking to people their own age, they're going to be like, I don't see nothing interesting in these guys because everything you got going on, everything you're talking about is real. And to understand that, like, it happens. You see these young girls looking like they're my age, like, oh, like you're like 23, 24. They're like, no, I just turned 18. Like, what? You turned how old looking like that? You need to go back into where we started with. When girls start to look like boys, we're in no makeup. We are wearing white tees. It was getting dirty. We had play shoes. Yes, play shoes. It was like you're sitting there looking like a grown woman with that makeup with all these tutorials on how to do good makeup. And these little girls have that down and packed. Because in the 90s, there were none of that. People used to make fun of you if you used to wear makeup. And it's just like, no. Like, why now? We're in a generation where everybody looks good with makeup. It don't matter how old you are. But then there's girls who don't look good with makeup. And I can't say they don't look good with it because they can be good looking without it and with it. So you have those group of girls who don't need makeup but still wear it. Then you have those girls who shouldn't just wear makeup because that natural beauty is present. And you know how beautiful that is to see a girl who don't need makeup and she out there rocking that natural look. And I raise you guys like heavy, because it's just like you're doing something these girls are not hiding from. Like, you have nothing to hide from. Like, those freckles on your face, they're a blessing to have. They're beautiful. Don't hide that from us. Especially some guys like freckles, especially me. I'm not gonna lie about it. So it's like these guys, they date younger girls. I mean, sometimes we all know the scheme for that. Hit it and quit. She was 18. We know what we're doing. But it's like, yeah, remember, she's 18. She's going to expect that now, from now on, till she gets old enough to understand what was going on. Or she's going to protect herself more because this is what you did to her. You molded this monster. And then sometimes it could be older guys who want to put them on game so fast. They want to shut them all off emotion so they don't be clingy about things about they used to be. Now they're just like super motivated. They're businesswoman from the age 18, 21, just like that. They want to be on their P's and Q's just like that. I mean, you can't be wrong about that. Some dudes want to mold females into the perfect parent, the perfect human, the perfect being. And why would I say that? Because it's the truth, because not all people are in for the one thing. Some people are actually genuine people who are actually looking out for somebody else, because not too many people looked out for me. I tell you that. And the people I have in my friend zone, my circle, my square, whatever you want to call it. I like triangles better. I like Harry Potter anyway. But that's off topic. But honestly, it all comes down to who you got looking out for you. Because if your friends can't tell you you're doing bad, this is what you should be doing, I'm looking out for you, you should not have these kind of friends. Because they know if you're 27 talking to someone 19, that should be questionable. If she's not even 21, y'all can't even go to the same club, have drinks. You got to go drink at her place, or probably she can't even have company because her parents still can't allow. She's not allowed to have boyfriends. So you're still thinking about to yourself, why are you with this young woman? Not even this little girl. She's 19. Why are you with her? You should be trying to look for somebody who's more mature towards your age. Yeah, she might be a good fit for you, but what are you insecure? I feel like it's an insecure thing. Like, you don't want to feel that somebody's on your level in intellect. And it's always good to be challenged, because if you're a person in your relationship or somebody you're talking to can't challenge you with intellect, it's kind of like, it's kind of weird in all kind of ways. Because I feel that you're with somebody, you want to have somebody who's book smart, business smart, who can raise a family smart. It's like, and I can't say that right there. I said raise a family smart. That's not even a real thing, but I'm still going to say it. Raise a family smart, because it's the truth. You can't sit there and have a talk to a female who don't understand about life, like things. Like, she can't challenge you about if this happened, what should we do instead of what should I do? Because when you're in a relationship, it takes two people. It's like cheating. It takes two people. It just doesn't happen with one person. But to start a fire, it takes a stick and a match, or a torch and a stick to flame it. So, I don't know. I'm trying. All right, leave me alone. But it takes two, and people want to seem like, oh, it's not about it. Like, everything takes two to tangle. And everybody who thinks that's different or it's not the truth, you're lying to yourself. You need to stop lying to yourself. What are we on right now? Oh. And and I just feel that you got to just understand and be meaningful about everything you do, because when you talk to someone who's actually on your same level, it kind of boosts your confidence. She's actually talking to you about the same thing you're talking about. She knows what her life goals are. You know what your life goals are. You guys don't want to go to the club, maybe here and there, but it's not to flaunt her. It's to let her enjoy herself and you enjoy yourself. But don't be wary about talking to other females, because you know right there, you're looking at her. You don't got to make physical eye contact. You know she belongs to you and you belong to her. Maybe not even belonging to each other, but she knows where she stands with you. So it's more of the fact that you guys are on the same page, because your mind, your wavelengths are on the same wavelength. And that's just the best feeling ever, just to know you guys can be at the beach simply walking on the sand, looking at the stars, just chilling, talking about life. Meaning, like, do you guys believe in aliens? Yeah, it might be a long shot, but hey, everybody got a topic on aliens or something else. And that's all off topic. It's nothing about relationships, and neither is most of this stuff. It's more of like, this is about now you're living life. Once you start understanding the more things that are out there, then you start to understand, because everything you read in the book isn't true. Maybe you should pick up a different book that says something else, what you believe in, because everybody has their own thoughts and opinions, and everybody wants to write a book about it. Now, I'm not telling you no one is wrong, but there's people who have different opinions, different beliefs than what you do. So you got to figure out what you believe in, what you want to do. So I just feel that just take your route. Don't follow no one else's footsteps, because everybody doesn't wear the same shoe size. Even though you guys look alike, I'm an 11, he's a 9.5, and clearly, or that's not the same shoe size. Let's go back to moral relationships. Everybody wants to be in a relationship that they see someone else famous with. They don't know what's inside that relationship. They don't know what's going on with that. And I can tell you that clearly you're seeing, just because it's a meme on Instagram, something you've seen on Twitter, something you've seen someone else share on Facebook, but that's what you want. And you start living off these standards of men, how you want to see men look. Oh, I want my man to have a mustache. I want my girl to have red hair, curly hair, freckles, and a big butt, and nice breasts. And it's just like, not all girls you meet going to come with that package. You can go look up for it. You can go look for that and be like, oh, she the one. She might be the one for me. Hey, look, now she has no personality. Now what? You still going to keep going after her? Like, I can't. There's nothing worse than having a girl with no personality. Like, she's just sitting there mad dry, and she ain't talking to guys who she wants to talk to the way she wants to, because that's how kind of female she is. And these guys do the same thing. Guys, you could be so bland. Like, you could just be so dull, like, dub. I'm going to just dub her real quick, though. And I don't know. It's kind of touchy just talking about that, because it happens. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of it happens. You could be the best thing ever for someone. Or you can be like, I'm ready for this person. Stop playing all games. Some people be like, I'll dub everybody else just to be with you. And like, I mean, that's truthfully, you can do that. But I mean, why do that? You can just be real with whoever you got going on with. So I tell you like this. If you feel it's working between you two, just let it work. Don't sit there and be like, oh, she don't have this, she don't have that. Maybe she don't need it, because she was everything you wanted in the first place. Because the day you met her, you said, maybe this will work out. But you've been still looking, but it's okay, because you don't belong to them. And I can stress that enough. When I tell you, females and guys, they stress about talking to other people, but they're mad when somebody else does something, or the partner, the friend that they're talking to does something else. They do not belong to, until you have initially said we're together, where then the progress to we're getting married, then okay, you can be mad at that. But until that day comes, you can't be mad at them for going out, having a good time, talking to other people. That's what they're going to do. My godmom, my mom, these are women telling me these things. people looking at me probably like, oh, you're talking about something else. Like, what do you have to say about it? Like, until that day, you guys are serious and official. You can't be mad about who else I talk to. You need to be the only one that's thinking, not thinking. You want to be the only one that has my attention instead of everyone else. And what I mean by that is I could talk to 10 other girls just because this is the fact I just want to feel like I need that much attention. And you're the one person I talk to the most. So your goal is to do, I don't care who else you talk to. When I'm with you, it's just me and you. Forget all that other nonsense, that other BS you got going on with them. It's my time. And when a guy or a female, they're going to be like, when we're together, I get into this like chill vibe where I just want to just be like, I want to be with you here. Like when we just go out to do stuff. We go out to eat. We go hang out with your friends. We go do little stuff, little fun stuff. Like you don't be like, oh, we're going to go to the club, get turned up. Because you don't have to drink to have fun. All you got to do is enjoy yourself, enjoy your company. That's the best thing you can do. And I mean, it's always cool to do little simple stuff. Like we can go to the beach, go to the park. We can have a couple of drinks because of the fact that when you drink, the truth start coming out. Now you're liable to say things you're afraid to share with someone else. And now the truths are out. The truths are told now. Everything that you've been hiding from someone else just comes out like water. And you know how interesting that is to tell you how intelligent some people are when they're drunk, because they are afraid to tell how they really feel about themselves, or even if anyone else, are just about life in general. Just they start speaking mathematics. And what I mean by mathematics, it's just fact that now you're speaking in formulas. Now you're just entertaining the other person. And then you got the other person, they're drinking too. Now they're about to open up to you. Now they're speaking science. Now you got something. You got some chemistry going here now. So it's just like, now we can get into statistics. But now, I mean, you guys sitting there talking, and it's like sometimes it gets kind of late. But it depends where you are, what are you doing. Because sometimes you could be somewhere where it's just meant for you two to just get to know each other. And fellas, and women, do not bring friends. If you're trying to really get to know somebody, bring yourself, enjoy yourself. And if you don't have no money, let them know you don't have no money. Some people are okay with it, and some people be like, all right, we'll change plans until we get something else going, because it's always okay to be truthful. Because guys, they'll be like, oh, let's do this, blah blah blah, and don't have no money, expect everybody else to pay for them. And that is not okay. I mean, if you got friends who don't mind doing that, I salute you. But there's people who just be like, they work hard for their money, so they're going to want to understand. It's like, if you don't have no money, you should stay at home, because I know how it feels not to have no money. They'd be like, oh, you want to go to the club? I'd be looking at my bank account and be like, I'm cool. I'm not about to waste my money because I'm good with it. Then I got friends who be like, nah, it's on me. You know how I feel about that. I'm like, I mean, I don't mind people paying for me, but I'm going to do something in return. And if they don't let me, I'm going to feel pressure. Like they're static about it. Like, yeah, oh, let me make plans for once. Like, let me do this. Let's go do this. My treat. It's on me. I'm just about to go cop it, and we about to go do it. So it's just like, recently my man's was just like, oh, I got tickets to the J. Cole concert. Like I had money on my account. So I'm like, all right, it's good. He bought the tickets. So you know what I did? My man's was like, well, my older cousin was like, oh, I got tickets to Joey Badass concert. I don't know. Well, whoever hit me first. So I tapped in with him. Was just like, yo, what's good? Like, how much you want from him? He was like, I'm glad you tapped in with me. He just starts preaching to me about things I put him on with. This is my older cousin. I put him on with Joey and Steez, and they have conversations about Steez. And for a lot of you people who don't know about Capital Steez, you can YouTube his music. He's just real. He's real like woke. Like he understands what life was about. He understands the blind spots that we don't see. All that peripheral vision that we have, he sees through it. And it helped me grow up and understand mentally how to be a better person, how to be somebody more understandable. And I advise a lot of people who haven't listened to him to listen to him. It's okay to try new music. It might be not your cup of tea or your Hennessy straight, but it's worth a shot. I mean, it's always good to be pointing a different angle when you only got your one angle that you go in, and that's straight. And you can go left and right. You forgot. It's like Madden stick. You go left and right. It's how you shake. Other than that, but I just advise people just to take different looks at life. And it helps you grow mentally healthy. Like you can be in a strong relationship, but you're not healthy. You can be with somebody for 5 years and it's unhealthy. It's been cancerous. They're putting your hands on you. And it's just like, what's the point of being here? But some people, I said this earlier, like you're in this relationship, you're getting beat up on. And nobody wants to get beat up on, especially a girl. If you're getting beat up by your guy, just leave. Do you want to be violated more? There's no point of being violated. That pisses me off when you got a guy who puts his hands on girls. And I said, again, he's a coward. Don't put your hands on a girl. Just walk out. You know how stronger you are, unless you're 5'5 or something. It's like two girls in a relationship. It's not okay to be guys be 5'5. Now I'm just cracking jokes. But, yeah, there's like most time, like, dudes really want to be prove themselves that they can hit girls, and they want to prove themselves like, I'm tough. You're not tough by putting your hands on her. You're a sucker. Like, don't do that. Like, that's blasphemy. Why are you doing this? Stop. Stop doing that. Think to yourself. Would you be upset if your dad put his hands on your mom? I have a problem with that to this day. I don't care what no one says. Don't put your hands on my mom. I don't care who you are. I don't even like other people touching me. How do you think I like people touching my mom? No, that's not okay. So protect your girls, not violate them. I'm sorry. And then healthy relationships can go so far, but sometimes a healthy relationship isn't a good relationship. You can do so much in a relationship, but if they only want to do one thing, it's just like this relationship isn't going anywhere. Compromise. Do things. And I'm surprised. I know. I kind of waited a little later to talk about it, but it's finally here. Sex in a relationship. It's not the only thing, because there's sex is thrown out there now. There hasn't been so many sex issues going on more frequently now than back in the 90s. Like, it took way more to have sex in a relationship. It's like you got to get to know the person. Now these girls are out there throwing it same night, a one-night stand. Guys are just like, oh, my friend going to come through, bring your friend. Oh, they're setting it up like, oh, she's been single for mad long. And all of a sudden, she just been like, oh, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Or they got in a relationship. Now she want to go be a free dog and wear a puppy face all day on Snapchat. So let's talk about it. It's just like, it's just thrown there now. It's just like you got girls going out there just like, yeah, I'm going to wear my good dress so I can get fucked tonight. It's just like that girls go out there saying that, and guys be like, oh, I can't wait to see who's out there. I'm about to go get me something off a show, show for show. So it's just like, it's just now it's given there. So it's just like now who capitalized the most on it. But it's just like, what's the point doing this if there's no intent to it? Because you can be sitting there be like, yeah, it could be friends with benefits kind of thing. And then, oh, no feelings, no hard feelings about this. We're not going to catch feelings for each other. Let this go on for 6 months. Guess who's mad because you didn't text them back? The person that's been going on with. But you said no feelings, correct? So I'm trying to figure it out. Why are you putting up with this? You can do better somewhere else. Or why are you guys not trying a different step? Because you're afraid you're going to get hurt. You're afraid it's not going to work out. Well, it's kind of time to step through the door. There's the other side of the fence you can hop over to see what's going on over there. It's like you're playing kickball and you can't get past first base. So it's like, hey, kick a little harder. Throw a little farther. See what's out there. Like, take steps. Because, I mean, I'm not saying having sex is a bad thing. Just make sure you're protecting yourself, because there's people who out there who don't give a damn about their mental health, and they'll do more than anything just to be like, oh, I'm clean, and won't protect themselves. So it's just like, you know who cares about them, because they're not going to be like, oh, let's just go do this upstairs. We can do this right here. Like, no, they're going to respect you as they respect me. So, and I just say that more than enough that if you're really serious about somebody, what you're going to do, don't make them foolish. And if you're going to have sex, make sure it means something. Because a lot of people got people who don't give a damn. They just want to have sex with the next person. Maybe your best friend who you sleep with, y'all be talking about the same guy, but he's in the bed with both of you, but neither one of you know because you got two different names. Or your friend's sneaky, and that happens. And sorry to say it, girls do it too. There you go. Do your best friend right behind you. Or when you go out of town, guess who's sleeping with your best friend? Because clearly it happened to me before. But I'm not mad. All I could do was be a better person. Ask myself, what did I do wrong? Because it happens. I'm not going to say, oh, it's not supposed to happen. Because that means somebody's been watching you and they knew where you were lacking at. And what they were doing, you can leave town. They'd be like, oh, blah, blah, he's not really like you, blah, blah, blah. He's been having a girlfriend for so long. They'll throw you right under that bus and watch you get rolled over and act like nothing happened. There's guys who do that, but there's females who are more conniving to do something like that. Because you don't see it more than females. But in this generation we live in, females want to be guys too. And I don't understand that. Just be a girl, because, like I said, There's a lot of guys who actually go through stuff and they live with it. Excuse me. And they act like everything's all good. But then that female wants to be like, oh, I can live in your shoes. All right, I'm going to take these size 11s off. And you go walk a mile in this shoes. I bet you give them back before them 15 steps go away, because what I got to go through every day isn't recycle. I got to plan this stuff out. Some of these things aren't even healthy for my own lifestyle. It's more of the fact that how strong are you really mentally? Because I can get to a more personal issue, but not today. Let's just talk about this today, because it's just the fact that you got to prepare yourself for whatever life throws at you, because life is so unpredictable. You want to be mentally ready, physically ready for everything it throws at you. And where are we at now? That's a long time. Well, there's still a lot to be talked about. Like, it's a lot to be spoken about. I wish my guest came through with me today, but, you know, the hat goes. So hopefully we'll get some more planning going with the show, and hopefully I get some people actually out there listening to me. Well, if not, I'm still going to talk. I'm going to talk my talk, and hopefully a lot of people come through. I really don't have a name for myself, so I guess that's today.